Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of You Got It, Everything Digital. And my name is Faith History. And as always, I'm your hostess with the mostest. And I am going to be your digital guide on this series, right? So let's get started. You know what we do every single week? We discover new brands and we talk about things that are digital, everything that's digital, especially right here in Nigeria. Now, today I found you a digital lady and she is using technology to power up her business. And that business is called Shop For Me. Her name is Linda Dorothy Bachor. And she's right here in the studio with me, a lovely lady. Hey, Linda or Dorothy, which one do you prefer?
I prefer Dorothy.
Okay, Dorothy.
Hello, Faith.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to have you here.
Nice meeting you as well.
All right. Okay, so talk to me about the idea behind Shop For Me.
The idea behind Shop For Me is having your personal market woman. It's like taking the shopping burden off you, you know, like being in the market, but you're not in the market physically. Mm-hmm. Like someone who is your eyes in the market, basically. So that's right. What Shop For Me is about.
So you make sure that the fish is fresh.
Exactly. You know, the fish is fresh. You know, you have everything you want. The vegetables are green, you know,
right.
Nothing is wrong. Exactly the way you want it. But you're not there, but I am there.
And what about the bargains, man? What about the bargains?
Well,
you know, some people love to bargain.
I know, right?
My husband can enter market and bargain more than any woman. I'm like,
well, that part, of course, is not easy. But I just try my best to try to negotiate with the clients and make them understand that I am not adding any additional cost to it.
Okay.
What it is, it is what it is. Sorry.
Okay. So how do you make your money? You charge a fee?
I charge a fee for service depending on what I'm buying, okay. Where I have to go to shop for you, and mm-hmm. basically, and then you pay for delivery, which I would make arrangements for.
All right. So that's the idea, behind Shop For Me. Okay. So now, I guess my next question is, who do you work with? Who are your clients? What's your typical client look like? Are they individuals? Are they companies?
Individuals mostly. Although I have worked with a couple of event planners, you know, to buy their like souvenirs and this after party parks and everything.
Okay.
But basically, mostly individuals.
Okay, mostly individuals.
Yes.
Okay, but how is technology assisting you in doing this work of yours? Like, how would you say that you're
greatly,
being powered
greatly,
up by technology?
Especially the exposure with social media, you mm-hmm. know, Instagram, Facebook, you know, you have the opportunity to make advertisements, people mm-hmm. check your page, and social media. Yeah,
all right,
social media.
You would say it's like the biggest tech
the
that
biggest,
you use.
Yes, that's the biggest tech I use.
All right, so let's take a quick break. Let's hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to find out some more things, you know, like I want to find out more about your challenges. I want to find out your social media handles, of course,
yeah.
you know, and exactly how you do what you do. All right, guys, you're listening to Everything Digital. My name is Faith History, and I'm here with Dorothy Bachor, and she is running the company Shop For Me, which is an online powered business, and she shops for people. That is what she does. Guys, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're talking more to Dorothy and find out about the challenges of running such a startup. We'll be right back.
If you're always on the go like me, I'm sure you'd love to have the perfect bag. That one bag that you can fit all your things in. Pure bliss, right? Pretty much like my Extra Value plan. But before I got on MTN Extra Value, I had one plan for my calls, another for data, and then another for when I travel abroad. Ugh! Trying to remember what code worked for each package was so stressful and overwhelming. But now, thanks to my Extra Value all-in-one plan, at the same cost of data, I get all the data and talk time I need. And when I'm abroad, I automatically browse, chat, and call right on the same plan. Amazing, right?
MTN Extra Value is the compact plan made just for you. For just 2,000 Naira, you get 2.5 gigabytes and 2,500 Naira talk time you can use at home or abroad. So, more of data or calls, whichever one you prefer, MTN Extra Value is made just for you.
All right, guys, we are back. My name is Faith History, and I've been chatting with Dorothy Bachor. I love your last name, by the way. Where is it from? Are you Ghanaian?
I get that a lot.
Yes.
I'm from Delta State.
Oh, really? So Bachor is a Delta name?
Yes, it is.
What does it mean?
Well, I'm going to have to ask my mom because I have no idea.
Like, what does her name mean? It's such a cool name. All right, so Dorothy, back to the conversation about Shop For Me. I wanted to find out, you know, I asked you already how technology is powering up your business, and you said social media is a huge driver for you. So what are your favorite apps? Like, if you look through your phone right now, what's on your phone? What are your favorite apps that you use?
Okay, firstly, it's Instagram, of course, because, I mean, it promotes my business a lot. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter as well.
Twitter as well.
But my favorite in the world is definitely Snapchat.
Why Snapchat?
Because, I mean, it's just digital. Like, everybody's on Snapchat.
Right, okay. Yes. But I always find that, you know, I feel like I do naughtier things on Snapchat. Like, I do stupid things that I wouldn't do anywhere else, you know, because I feel like it'll disappear. So and I'll stick out my tongue.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Okay, so do you use Snapchat for your business?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I disturb them every day. You
know, all right, so what do you do? What do you post about?
I post things like when I'm in the market, when I'm shopping for people, mm-hmm. you know, to let them know that, your market man is here, or you need to shop
I'm
today.
Doing the work.
Exactly.
So they can even be following you on Snapchat and just be like, okay, I see you. I know that you're not lying when mm-hmm. you tell me that my stuff is coming today.
Exactly.
Got it. That is so cool.
You know, when their goods is on the way, mm-hmm. I make a video and send to them as well, post it on Snapchat, post it on Instagram.
Awesome.
So they know that this is real.
This is real. I'm exactly. working on your work. I'm shopping for you.
Your work, they come. Your goods are on the high seas.
Your goods are on the high seas. They're on the road. You know. Now, in terms of logistics, how do you deal with that? Like, do you work with different logistics companies, any of the ones that are online as well, or do you just deal directly with, like, your own drivers?
I have a friend who runs a logistic company.
Okay.
I have two friends, actually.
Oh, nice.
So I work with them to just make the job easier.
All right. So those are the particular companies that you work with.
Yeah, just those ones.
Do they have names? Are they people that you can share?
Yes, it do. One is Airspeed Delivery.
Okay.
And the other one is CSL Logistics.
Okay. So these guys already have their own logistics, motorcycles, buses, cars, and you just work with them. You have an account with them.
Yes, I do.
And they manage all your...
And they manage everything. So that when anything goes wrong, I'll be like, guy, you're paying me back my money. Nothing.
All right. So let's talk about challenges, right? So you've started this startup. When did you start?
I started in 2016, immediately after uni.
Okay. Yeah. So you're about almost 3 years old.
Almost 3 years.
Okay.
And trust me, it's not been easy because you know the way the whole Nigeria setting is. Nobody really trusts you that much. They mm-hmm. need to see that you're actually doing what you're doing, and they need to see that this person is real. So the biggest challenge is actually getting people to trust me with their money. That's why most times I go ahead not to collect the money immediately. Mm-hmm. I tell them, when I get to the market, I find out how much this thing you want is. Then I call you and tell you what the price is. So you have the option of either sending me the money or sending the seller the money directly. So you know that I am for real and I'm not trying to, you know, cheat you or trying to like steal your money.
Okay, got it. So credibility is a major issue. And do you feel like using technology, especially Snapchat and Instagram, mm-hmm. is helping you build your credibility?
Yes, it is. Because from time to time, I do post pictures and videos of me on my page. So they know that, okay, this is the face of the business. This is who I am relating or giving my money to, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm.
So it's not fake. It's not a scam.
It's not fake. Oh, now they work with it. Going
work on that 3 years. Doing. And you mentioned that you started this right after uni. So talk to me about that. Why this particular business? Well, what got you into this business?
Well, back in school, I schooled in Osun, Joseph Ayo Babalola University. You know, private school, the whole drama, you're not exposed to that much. You can go to town to buy things. Mm. And then in the group of my friends, I was like the Lagos girl that probably knew the market well. And they always like look to me, like come to me, oh, get me this, get me that, you know, I do buy things for them. Mm-hmm. So then after uni, I just, you know, sat down and thought about it. Like, why don't you take this thing way past buying clothes for people? Why don't you like try to make people's shopping experience easy? Why don't you?
Because you like going shopping.
Exactly. I like going to, that's like my second happy place.
Right. So, what's your first happy place?
That's a secret. We'll talk about
that's a secret. Okay. Oh, You're not talking about that on air.
At all.
You're like, oh, no way.
So basically, it just started with that. And then with the help of my sister, we put the name together, Shop For Me. Then I was like, why don't you buy things for people? Things like foodstuff, things like furniture. Like, just help people that don't like going to the market to buy things.
Like me. I do not like.
I'm definitely getting your contact reference.
Hello.
I'm now your market woman.
I do not like going to the market for anything. I feel like I have a sign on my head
that says no market.
That says Mugu. That says that says Johnny just come. You know, like, I'll change my accent. I'll be like, everything. They'll still be looking at me.
People do have that challenge.
Right?
Trying to, you know, act tough so they don't get cheated.
Yes.
And that's where I come in. Because, I mean, number one street, you know, we speak Yoruba, speak Pidgin. Give them anyhow they bring it. You understand?
Even if I'm speaking all those things, they'll be like, auntie, mokwe, foraye, foreign lenje. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, then I'll get... Before I know it, I'll be like, are you kidding me?
Bring it. So basically, that's just the whole idea.
So thank you so much, Dorothy, for coming on the show and sharing with us your brand, shopforme.ng. Do you have a website, by the way?
No website yet. Working on it.
Working on it. Okay. Don't forget, you have to work on it. You can't let it go. Can you tell us your handles?
Okay, so it's Instagram, shopforme.ng. On Twitter, it's shopforme6. And you can contact me on email as well, shopforme.ng@gmail.com.
What about Snapchat?
Snapchat is DCB. It's kind of a personal...
Okay, so it's more private.
Yes, yeah,
all
private.
Right, so it's, you don't have a Shop For Me on Snapchat, not
I
yet.
I definitely should.
You should, because, I mean, that's where you say...
What have I been thinking?
That's why we're doing the show. You know, you should set up a Snapchat.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. I'm going to set up a Snapchat and put it out as well.
Shop For Me.
You can call me or contact me on WhatsApp, send me a text, you know, on 0905325596. Buzz me anytime. Don't buzz me at midnight, because I will not answer you. So basically, text me, you know,
WhatsApp
me, call me, you know, let's make your shopping experience easier and convenient, you know,
and more convenient.
I'm your personal market woman. Reach out anytime.
All right. Awesome. All right, guys, we'll take one more quick break. When we come back, I'll do a quick roundup for you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is why you need to upgrade to MTN 4G. MTN 4G means saying goodnight from 1,000 miles via seamless video call as though you're home.
Hello? Anyone home?
It means planning a series binge day with no buffering. 4G means navigating town with internet speed so fast, you never miss the party jollof. You deserve to live the 4G life. Or don't you?
Upgrade to a 4G smartphone today and enjoy super fast internet. Simply swap your MTN SIM to a 4G-enabled SIM or bring your current smartphone to the MTN network and enjoy double data bonus for 3 months. Offer is specially made just for you. Also available to new and existing MTN customers with smartphones.
And we're back, guys. Before we went on break, of course, you heard it all from Dorothy Batchor, the owner of Shop For Me, a startup right here in Nigeria, and how she's using social media to power up her business. And right now, some of the things that we learned, of course, Snapchat is huge for businesses, especially when you need to build credibility. And also, hey, somebody in the studio mentioned that Evernote is better than regular notes on your phone. So because it's more portable, you can, you know, you don't have to be stuck with your phone or your PC, and then you can sync everything up and you have links to share with someone else. So, you know, news to me too, right? All right, guys, I hope you also picked up something new or two from the show, and that you'll definitely give Dorothy's business a try out. She's on Instagram, she's on Twitter, and she's on Snapchat. Hopefully coming up soon. All right, guys. And until next time, please do not forget that we are also everywhere. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, And we're actually on TV and, of course, right here on this radio show. So anytime you need to find us, just go look for Everything Digital TV, Everything Digital NG, Everything Digital Radio, or everythingdigitalmedia.com. And that's where you'll find our website. Until next time, when I bring you more digital brands, people, and everything in between right here in Nigeria, it's bye for now from me, your girl, Faith History. Toodles!
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital is proudly brought to you by MTN. This is a Faith History production.